This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. A judge says members of Congress can make unannounced oversight visits to ICE facilities. Democratic Representatives Joe Neguse and Jason Crow were two of the 13 members challenging Homeland Security's attempt to impose an advance notice policy for the visits. An earlier version of the policy was also blocked in December. Xcel Energy posted a massive profit last year. CPR's Ishan Takor has more.
Xcel's Colorado subsidiary earned $678 million in profit in 2025. That came despite the company taking a nearly $300 million hit to pay out claims related to the Marshall Fire. Part of the company's profit comes from higher customer bills to pay for things like new power or gas lines. The earnings come as Xcel is also forecasting huge, potentially double-digit increases in customer bills in the next 5 years. That's because the company expects to spend billions of dollars to keep up with spiking demand for electricity. Xcel's parent company, based in Minnesota, also reported more than $2 billion in earnings last year. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
Colorado high schoolers could soon have more options to take college classes. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
State lawmakers advanced a bill to expand the state's concurrent enrollment program. It would allow students to take low or no-cost college courses at four-year institutions and technical colleges, not just within their own high schools. The bill also opens doors for hands-on trades and certificate programs. Representative Eliza Hamrick says it fixes a narrow definition that previously excluded many universities. The bill now heads to the House floor. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.